I take all the surface ink off because the picture is in the plate.
Elizabeth Andrews uses copper etchings to tell stories that speak to people in ways words can't.
I try to create my etchings to look like a page from, you know, turn of the century books. They have this old look to them, but that I think that's intrinsically the etching process.
She turned to etching when she realized she could create an image over and over without anyone looking just like the last.
Each time I watercolor them, they look a little bit different. But this way, everyone gets an original piece of work. It's not a reproduction. These are original pieces of art.
Andrews has been part of Syracuse Arts and Crafts Festival for about 15 years. She says the festival is so appealing because it has art for any type of person. Sharon Bottle-Suva will be selling quilts this weekend and says the festival offers her a chance to teach people about what she does.
I don't make quilts for the bed. I make them for the wall to decorate and liven up the home. And so the show has given me a stage and to educate people.
Suva also makes landscape collages out of tissue paper and various fabrics. Elizabeth Andrews says the ultimate reason to come to downtown this weekend is to support all the artists.
Everybody should have original artwork in their home. It's inspiring, and it definitely helps support the arts. That's how we continue to create, by people purchasing our work.
Caitlin Richards, WAER News.